Tina.
Christopher.
Haven't you missed something?
What? Look.
There was a Grand Prix yesterday.
I know, it's not on my sports script.
It's a damn Grand Prix, for heaven's sake.
I'm on to them, I'm on to them.
Schumacher's now 1 point in the lead.
It'll be there.
Going to the next race.
It'll be there soon, I promise.
Tina.
Yes.
Better had be.
Okay.
You know you're not concentrating on your job.
I am.
£60,000 I pay Tina to leave Radio 1 to come and join us. And do you know what? I knew, because all she can think about is a damn wedding at the moment.
Yeah.
Tina's getting married to Nicky Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky starts his new show today on Radio 5. Why not try that and then come back here as swiftly as you
12.
Like?
9 till 12.
It's not on breakfast time.
No, 9 till 12. 9:09.
You're getting married on where?
13th of December.
Okay, and what frequency will that be?
Well, that's on a very loud frequency.
Because we live in radio life, you know that, don't
you? Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, because Dan's got married.
Yep.
By the way, if anybody wonders what was going on there, where Dan was concerned, Dan got married to Lisa in the end.
I did.
And we're going to be discussing Dan's marriage and whether it's been successful so far or not in the next half an hour. Tina, whether she should get married at all in the next half an hour.
Oh,
and whether anybody will ever even contemplate marrying Holly in the next half an hour. It's 7:36.
He is so debonair, and he's got ginger hair. There's only one man to whom I'm referring. The ladies love his looks, about him they'll write books. I won't keep you waiting long, the name of the subject in my song is... This partnership was made in heaven, it's the Breakfast Show and Christopher Evans.
Exclusive news coming up about Talk Radio after this. We've just received a memo from Inside Talk Radio. We shouldn't have it, but we're going to read it out next after Chumbawamba Thingy. Now, another great thing about working here. Lots of great things. The people are nice. Everybody's so nice.
So helpful.
Nobody's got an ego. Nobody's got an attitude. Nobody's noses are in the air. The other great... Pardon?
Their ass.
All right, John. Radical.
Yeah.
Remember, your kids are listening.
Now you've got the school now.
Joe and Max, your dad just said, up the ass.
Got the school, man.
Don't know what that means.
I don't know.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Another great thing about working here is that there's a beautiful window here.
Yeah, the studio.
You can actually see that it's a beautiful day over London town. If you're listening in London, it's 105.8 FM. It's all crystal clear. Another great reason to move to London so you can hear us even in better quality. So it's a beautiful day. We can see what's going on outside. We can see that there are satellite trucks still waiting to interview us.
Oh,
saying, Chris, how did it go? Have you got anything to say to Matthew Bannister? What do you think Zoe's chances are? We're not going to answer any of those questions because they'll all be answered to the people we want to talk to, which are our listeners, on the air.
Yeah.
But John's already making most of the window because there are some girls in the offices over the road waving to us.
Yes, there were four then.
So we've got a new spot. It's John's spot. It's called Get to Know the Girls in the Offices Opposite.
Oh, well, there's another one coming in now.
Are they all waving, John?
No, speaking of nose.
Okay. Well, we want to get those girls in the office on Friday because I won't be here.
Yeah.
So I'll stay out of trouble. Do we know what's happening on Fridays yet?
We're not sure. It could be us. We don't know yet.
Okay, well, it's only 4 days away, so another exciting reason to stay tuned to this station. John?
Yeah?
It's time for this. John knows.
Buzzards are the only type of birds which pass wind.
Every day that'll be happening. I have one to go up against that. I've said it once already. I'll say it again. Here it comes. What will you tell me? Go on, tell me now.
You carry on.
All right. When Alan Shearer has to travel to European fixtures for Newcastle, he has to fly separately from the rest of the team because it pushes the insurance over the limit.
Oh, that's a good one.
John, am I on fire? Am I on fire? Am I flying?
Red hat. You're red hat.
Christopher Evans on your radio. You can be sure it ain't no country show. Monday to Friday to 9 a.m. Whoever had him is round the bend.
If you're posh or if you're poor, we cover the subjects that concern you.